T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fest goes back just in time for the opening round of the Masters, which I know you didn't want to miss.
No, didn't want to miss that at all, Josh. Did not want to miss the Masters at all this week, huh?
So you're back. Who are you taking?
I'm taking
Tiger or the field.
The field. I'm going with the field.
You're going with the field. Wow. That's probably the first time ever you've taken the field over Tiger.
Well, Tiger's not playing, right?
Oh.
Is that still true?
That's
or
still true.
Is there a golfer called the field?
There is.
I don't pay attention
to
a lot of golf, admittedly.
Yes. Actually,
like
the field is his first name, and his last name is Yates. So that's who we're going with. Field Yates on this one.
The field.
The field Yates. That's who we're going with at the Masters. Boy, they got an issue, don't they? Golf without Tiger Woods is about as interesting as a blank piece of paper.
Careful.
Right?
I haven't heard that opinion in several years.
Those golf people tell you otherwise.
Oh, they will tell you otherwise, but that's a diehard golf fan. It's like me telling you baseball's interesting if it's not your team, right? You know, everybody's got their sport. Everybody's got their favorite thing that they like. That's fine. That's all well and good. You like college basketball. I like random baseball. Ryan, I think, likes random baseball as well. Golf, not getting me, man. You ain't getting me without Tiger Woods. Sorry.
Also,
I'll watch anything football, too.
Anything football.
I don't care what level you're playing.
Ryan's definitely got the football bug.
That's true. But you won't watch college football. You'll watch bad pro football.
That's boring.
Yeah, the AAF was really bringing it this year, man.
Those guys are legitimately doing it for the love
of the game. Correct. That is true.
They're not even certain they're going to get a paycheck at the end of that.
Are you watching the CFL?
In the college, you're more likely to get a paycheck than you are the AAF.
That is true. Or at least you're check cashing in college, let alone the AAF.
I have a Grey Cup party every year.
Do you?
It's phenomenal.
Is that still happening? Isn't Canada merging with like the XFL now? And we're combining all of those into one? Whose rules are we going to use? If you play south of the border, you use American rules. You play north of the border, you use Canadian rules.
As long as Shania Twain still sing at halftime,
yeah,
I don't care.
That's good. That you always knew it was the Grey Cup when Shania was there, man, because her boots were walking. Isn't that her song?
I don't think that's her
song. Whose bed have your boots been under?
And that might actually be Shania.
I think it is.
These boots are made for walking.
That was Nancy Sinatra.
That's the only one I was thinking.
These boots are made for. Yeah, that's Nancy Sinatra. Yeah, I think could be the Mamas and the Papas. Hell if I know.
Also,
that is a Shania Twain song.
Speaking of Tiger, speed may have been a factor in his accident. You don't say?
I had no idea that was going to happen.
Because nobody beats on a rental car.
Right.
That's all.
Oh, especially a courtesy car.
Yeah, this car was given in, like, drive it. It's brand new. It's probably got a lot under the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he punched it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
so
that happens.
People are losing their minds over it. Do you believe Tiger was speeding and nobody got a ticket? He wasn't caught speeding. He got into a wreck,
but there was nobody there with a radar gun.
Was that what the black box showed in his car?
The black box did show. How many cars have those now?
The car was so awesome, it had a black box.
Right.
I have an 06 Dodge Ram. There is
no black box in that thing, huh?
I barely have fenders on that.
Are they making cars with black boxes
now?
So. Is that the deal? Do we need that? Like, isn't that a little much?
Apparently the high-end ones are.
Good Lord. Got a black box in the car to tell you how fast you're going all the time. Well, we knew Tiger was speeding. Like, we didn't know that ahead of time.
No, I'm sure
we needed the police to come out and let us know. Yeah, he was going fast.
The car was mangled. He was seriously hurt, and I figured it was the car's fault.
That's right. Car didn't handle well. You know, going 84 and a 45.
Yeah.
What a dope. 84 and a 45. Come on now.
So,
I love Tigers.
Uh, Swofford and Thompson will be the first guys off the tee today.
Well, those
so
Swofford,
enjoy the Masters.
Swofford and Thompson.
Unlike any other.
Is that a law firm?
Yes.
It was like a first four matchup.
Yeah, it really does. Swofford versus Thompson. Winner
today.
Gets Michigan State.
Yeah, this is a play-in game.
You got a play-in hole? Maybe that's what they should do.
They're teeing off in Dayton.
Yeah, first tee should be like a play-in hole for the Masters.
For Augusta.
I feel like we just had the Masters in November.
We did.
Okay, yeah, just making
that's
sure.
Why, that's yeah. why. Dustin Johnson, the defending champ, and he had a record 20 under, so we'll see if he can go back to back.
Was he the one who had the champions dinner? Did he get to do that, or did they give it to the guy before that? Like, everything, are we back now in like the right cycle of things in sports now? Like, is this the first real event where we're like truly back in the right cycle of things?
No, I mean, we've had
condensed hockey, we've had condensed basketball.
Well, we had the basketball tournament, we had the start of baseball.
Yeah,
we
were, but good. the basketball tournament was kind of like in one place, like we're back, baby.
I guess baseball.
Yeah, I guess baseball was probably the first, but still no crowds and stuff, smaller crowds, I guess you could say. But, you know, yeah, I feel like the Masters is like kicking off back into like getting back to normal, getting back to normal with everything and kind of reliving our lives again.
Do you get, Ryan, did you look this up yesterday? Because we were discussing the pimento sandwich. Do you get it in like a plastic bag now?
Oh,
is it like pre-made?
Pre-made
or?
Pimento.
Is everything?
Bread's got to be soggy.
I mean, it looks like it was a pretty forward spread at the Masters, and they had pigs in a blanket as the appetizer.
He's talking about for the patrons.
Oh,
to watch
for the patrons,
the event.
That might be
like prepackaged pimentos.
Are they letting people? At the
I don't know. I think I would imagine
only
it's
a way
Georgia.
We could look
I mean,
this up.
It's the South. I'm sure it's sold out.
Well, golf got back to doing
golf
that too.
Golf got back to doing it. Yeah,
I mean, the Waste Management people. Open even happened. It just was a little toned down.
Right. I would imagine there's going to be people there
instead of 50,000 tables and keggers and everything. They
toned that down a little bit.
A small cash bar.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.
But they did that, so I'm guessing the Masters is open.
There will be fans in attendance. Speculation is approximately 12,000 per day.
12,000 per day. That's a good number.
Yeah, usually it's about 40,000 to 50,000.
Oh, is it really that many people? They allow that many people on their course? Huh?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
How about that?
Stop and smell the azaleas.
I'm surprised. So 12,000. That's a good number.
Do those things smell azaleas?
Yeah, if you stick your nose up them, they do. Yeah.
Hmm.
Take a big whiff. There you go. Azaleas. Hello, friends.
Azaleas.
So we'll keep track of some of these names. I'll try to find some first names to some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Some
of these. A lot names. Of Stewarts and, you know,
I'm just gonna,
Grayson's playing today.
Yeah, we'll just err on the side of.
Not sure about a name. Go with Grayson.
Yeah, those types of names for this one. But Swofford, good luck to you.
Stewart Swofford, there he is.
Aren't they the Terriers?
The Swofford Terriers.
Don't duff that first tee, Swofford.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Not this weekend, it's not.
No, it's not. Did you enjoy a little, you got to see like a trash can gate up front.
Yeah, I did, man. It was pretty wild, and I'm not going to lie about that.
You actually saw an Astros game already.
I did. I saw the Astros and Angels the other day, Tuesday afternoon in Anaheim, and the hate is real, Josh. I know you guys talked about this with Dusty Baker and some of the things that he had to say coming off that first weekend series in Oakland, but being there in the stadium on Tuesday with the Astros playing, the hate is really real for these guys, and it's not real for, you know, the fellas who weren't on the team back in 2017, but for the ones who were on the team, the Correas of the world, the Altuves of the world. I mean, it was really, really, really like hate-filled in that ballpark. And I'm not going to lie, I was leading the charge as well, screaming Sheeter and all that kind of stuff at these guys because that's what they are. And Dusty Baker, now the manager of the Astros, he needs to get some thick skin because it's going to be like this all year long. And these players need to get some thick skin because it's going to be like this all year long. And quite honestly, should be like this all year long. You're coming off a pandemic season where fans didn't have the opportunity to boo and hiss and to throw trash cans and dress like Oscar the Grouch behind home plate and do all that kind of stuff because for a year we were away as fans from baseball. And I think Dusty Baker clearly feels that like it all should be just swept under the rug and people should forget about what the Houston Astros did. But that's not the case. We don't move on very easily, you know, in this world as sports fans, especially when somebody like that cheats the game like the Houston Astros did. And I think at the end of the day, I think fans are really upset. Not only did they cheat the game, but there was still no punishment levied for these guys. Like, they never had to face a punishment. And so in Anaheim on Tuesday, when we were there, man, people were on these guys every single time.
That's very targeted, though, right?
Very targeted. Yeah, very targeted.
Towards clearly
the guys who
Astros
were there
that were involved in said scandal,
Not newbie Astro or anything like that. It was targeted at like four guys that were in the lineup that were clearly on that team from 2017. And I don't have an issue with that. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's the way it should be. Fans have the first chance now, since all of this went down, to release that venom and anger on these guys. And I think when you have a whole year of kind of bent up frustration from a fan base, especially out in Southern California, where the Dodgers were playing the Astros in that World Series and ended up losing to them in that World Series, and you find out that they cheated and they did it illegally and won that World Series, yeah, fans are going to be there. And so I hate to say this to Dusty Baker, but man, it's time to just, you know, put in earplugs and maybe ignore what's going to happen at road games, because you've got 81 of these right now. You got what, 75 or however many they played on the road already this season left of these road games, and this stuff is not going to stop. And if you think it's bad in a ballpark right now with 9 or 10,000 fans in it, wait till you get to Yankee Stadium later in the year. Wait till you get to some of these other ballparks later in the year, and the crowds are bigger and the crowds are louder and the crowds are more venomous than what they already have been. But this team, quite honestly, Josh, deserves every single bit of what they got. They got booed, they got heckled. There are a couple of F-bombs dropped probably that I heard at the stadium, but I'm not sitting there going, oh, you shouldn't say anything like that. I think anything you do, barring charging the field, obviously, is well-deserved. You want to throw a trash can on the field? I didn't have a problem with that. Like, the message needs to be sent that the rest of baseball is still pretty pissed at what you guys did.
Did you have to earmuff the children?
No, I didn't. I mean, no. They live with me and my wife. They
Dusty
know what we're
was
saying.
Worried about the children and all this.
What I had to do with the children was explain what the Astros did. And when my kids found out what they did, they were like, oh my God, they did all of that? Like, they were wearing devices that buzzed them. And, you know, trying to explain how to steal signs to a 10 and 11 year old is not exactly the easiest thing to do. But, you know, once we kind of got through all that and explained that they were cheating, even my kids are like, well, that's not right. Why would they do something like that? I go, because the money is so big, the fame is there, and they got away with it. And they got away with it to the point of there's no deterrent for another team not to do that. The worst thing that happened was they paid a $5 million fine. And if you're the owner of a Major League Baseball team, you're going to pay a $5 million fine every day of the week to win a world championship, right?
Yes.
And some collateral damage. Some guy got fired from his job and then got hired the next year. So, like who got punished in all of this? Nobody did. And that's why fans are mad, because they're mad the Astros cheated. They're mad there's no punishment. And they're mad like everybody's just back doing their job like nothing went wrong.
And then Dusty Baker tells you that they were punished.
Right, but they weren't. They weren't punished.
That's the thing. So does it dissipate? I think it does. I think there'll be a shelf life for it, but
sure.
I still think some of these players will probably wear that for the remainder of their career. They'll have that tag the remainder. Yeah, but he cheated.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be a comma behind quite a few of these guys, probably.
You know, and we're going to keep Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and all these guys out of the Hall of Fame for doing roids. Not one member of that Astros team then deserves to be in the Hall of Fame if they become Hall of Fame eligible, numbers-wise and all that kind of stuff, as we move closer and closer to the end of their careers. But I don't think Jose Altuve can go into a visiting ballpark ever again and not get
probably
booed for the rest of his career. For the rest of his career. And the only thing I kept thinking every time he came to the plate, or, you know, Correa came to the plate, everybody's booing these guys, like, what do your moms and grandmas think about this? Not their dads, because we're guys. What do we care? But how do you explain this to your mom? You know, how do you tell your mom you cheated the game of baseball? How do you tell your grandma you cheated the game of baseball? Like, you got to wonder, like,
what about the grandmothers?
Yeah. Like, I don't know why that was the thought in my mind, but I'm sitting there. I'm like, what would my mom think if
your
I was like this big
be
cheater?
So disappointed in you.
My grandmother would have been disappointed in me.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed. But like seriously, like, you're looking at, you got to go home in the winter and talk to mom and have family reunions. Like, what are all the people that are close to you thinking about the stunt that you pulled?
Tell me about the booing.
So tell me about the cheating. How'd that go? How'd you cheat this year? Like, you got to look your mom in the eye and be like, yeah, I'm a cheater. I cheated the game.
If I'm Jose Altuve's grandmother, I said, that Oscar the Grouch thing is funny, man.
Yeah, that guy was great. Guy's dressed like Oscar the Grouch behind a plate.
Think of the children. Will somebody please think of the children?
It's not about the children at all. It's just about, like, you deserve it. Get used to it, because it's not stopping, and it's probably not stopping for the rest of their careers.
This Royal did just fine, but I'm not falling for it. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
they've tried over the years to make it better, and they're doing all these experiments when we get to minor league baseball. We'll see how some of those try.
I'm excited to see.
The bigger bag and the no shifting and all that stuff that's going to happen at the minor leagues this year. But
I'm going to just maintain this. All these changes that they're making, I think, are clearly for, like, the TV audience. Because now I've been to two games already this season. Now, the opening day was a different story. That thing never ended. But, you know, we went on Tuesday. It was under 3 hours for a baseball game. I guess I did. Because opening day technically was a doubleheader. Yeah, and then went to a game on Tuesday.
Speed that up as if you had run limits, and we don't want to do that.
Or if you rolled the inning and things like that. We're not ready to do anything like that. But I clearly think, like, this whole, like, oh, my God, the game is too slow. Is for the TV side of things. We're at a baseball game, man. I know about you, Ryan. I'm sure you're kind of like this as well, though. You can just kind of get lost in the time and the atmosphere and what's going on. You know, at the ballpark, you just kind of enjoy yourself.
If you're there, you're not checking your watch.
You're not. You're just not. And yeah, maybe if you're at home and you're watching on TV, boy, it's getting late. I want to go to bed, or there's something else on, you know, that you want to watch, like Leno or Letterman's coming on. You want to get to that, or, you know, whatever the case may be, right?
Do you think it is
85? So I just think like some of these rules that they're putting in place makes sense for, like, a TV audience, but if you're at the game, you just don't really notice a lot of this stuff that they're trying to change for baseball. And I don't know, some of it's for good, but some of it maybe not for good. Some of it makes for some fun, but at the end of the day, are we doing the best service to baseball by, like, having bigger bags? Like, what are we out here trying to accomplish with that? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They're trying to increase the stolen bases. That's the idea between having a bigger bag.
Bigger bag, more running.
I guess maybe if you
Less inches to run.
Right. I was going to say, if you want to really, like, expand the ability to steal bases, make the bases, like, 70 feet apart. You'll really get some base stealing then.
That's true, yeah.
Eliminate 20 feet. Good Lord, you know.
20 out of it.
Yeah, you're stealing all the bases.
Oh, they don't want to go.
Pitchers essentially throwing from second base.
Yeah, you don't want to go that nuts, right? But, yeah. I mean, look, if baseball is willing to make some subtle changes, maybe they're willing to go a little bit further and make some bigger changes.
Well, that's the idea between a lot of these little subtle tweaks, right? Like, there's the tweak to having pitchers only have a set amount of times they can throw over to first,
right,
or throw over to a bag before they have to deliver home.
Sure.
There's the rules about, you know, stepping off of the rubber prior to throwing over. And, I mean, everything essentially also entails a balk at the end of it. So
yes,
the idea is speeding up and at least advancing runners and being able to have a more competitive, higher scoring game just by bringing back some of the older elements of the game, right? Like stolen bases, which have become a lost art, either because people don't want to do it or people don't feel that it's worth the risk from an analytics standpoint. So, like, I think that you're to a point now where baseball's trying to make some of these improvements, but overall they don't see the big picture and what's the problem. Like, they continue to do these tweaks, and I think they'll help the game, but overall, and I still stand behind this, like, I don't care about the pace of the game if it's entertaining.
Right.
I really don't. Like, we were at a 4.5-hour baseball game.
It was entertaining as hell.
It was entertaining, and, and granted, I had several adult beverages, but you know what? It was pretty damn fun, and I was there the whole damn game, so, like, I was locked in. I had no problem with it.
I'm with you. I think that's the ballpark experience. So we were at a 2.5-hour game on Tuesday with Angel Hernandez umpiring, who apparently was terrible in that game. They've got some kind of Twitter feed now where you can follow, like, Angel Hernandez. It's embarrassing. Like, MLB needs to cut bait with that guy, right? Like, just kind of move on from that dude.
Is there in there?
No, there's not. But you know, 2.5-hour ball game with Angel Hernandez umpiring, it was absolutely entertaining. So I think it's all about what you make it and how you consume baseball. And I'll continue to say, other than the NFL, every sport in person is a completely different experience than staying at home and watching it on TV. It just is.
So we've had the 7-inning doubleheader, the extra inning with the runner starting at second.
Yeah.
Pitchers hitting again.
Yeah, pitchers hitting again. I just, like, if you want to make the game more entertaining, like, I get
you. I like the extra inning one. I liked it last year when they started it, and I don't have a problem with that continuing to move forward.
And it is entertaining. I was watching the Yankees and Orioles last night, but I just realized, like, if you're the visiting team in the extra innings now, you got the advantage.
Well, you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, you do, but you got the advantage. I mean, you score first. You put a ton of pressure on that home team. And so I think, like, it's kind of like in college football when you get the opportunity to, you know, take offense or defense first in overtime in college football. You take offense first. You score that first touchdown. Now you put a ton of pressure on that defense. Now you could say, go out there and stop them and don't let them score. I get all that, but it's quite easy to score from second base. When you start an inning with a runner on second base, it's pretty easy to get that guy in. Bunt him over, sack fly, boom, and that guy has scored, and you've got the pressure now on the opposition to try to do the same thing.
Yeah, that part of it I don't mind. I like setting the table for having
Yeah,
having said strategy,
right?
But, I kind of like that.
But
and double headers if they don't play full games, I'm fine with
you're
that.
You're fine
too.
With that too. They're quick games.
That's a lot of baseball in one day.
It is.
But I still don't need pitchers hitting, even though
right,
even though like Bumgardner hit the warning track off the wall and was like first at bat. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that, like one of the first games I saw was like was him like somebody wrapping a double to the gap, and I'm like, oh, it's Bumgardner. He's standing on second base, and I'm going. I get, but that's like a
that's very rare.
That's like a very limited guy that could do that. Yeah. And if he's good enough to do that, then put him in.
Right.
Right.
Then put him in. Yeah.
Like he's Ohtani.
Right. Ohtani can hit. Fine. Right. That's one guy.
Yeah. So if he's good enough to do it, then put him in your lineup. If he's one of your best nine hitters, and put him in your lineup. Otherwise, I don't need to see them.
I don't need to see them either. So baseball like made all these changes last year. They kept a couple of them, but the one that they needed to keep, the universal designated hitter, they decided not to keep, and they continue to give up that out in the National League. And those are the things that you process as a baseball fan. You're like, okay, the extra inning stuff is fun. There's some strategy. It's interesting. The shortened doubleheader games, I'm with you. I'm okay with that. But we're still allowing the pitcher to hit. Like, you've gone that mm-hmm. far. Why aren't you willing just to take that next step and do the drastic and make that sweeping change?
People like me still enjoy it.
Yeah, I think you're like the dodo bird,
I've
though,
never
man. You're like that lizard crawling all over the 7-Eleven.
To see the double switch. Or to see the pitcher hit.
Never once.
If the pitcher hits, you're like, oh my God, that's kind of awesome. But more often than not, I don't need to go up there and see them, you know, choke up and flail on two breaking balls in the dirt.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you just don't need to do that. Yeah. And the double switch thing, too. Well, what about the double switch? What about it? Explain the double switch to me. Well, does it take two guys out? Right?
Wow.
That's great.
Interesting. Why are you trying to rob us of one of the most, you know, memorable baseball moments in all of history?
Colon looking for his first hit of the year. Oh. He drives one deep left field. That goes Upton back near the wall. It's out of here. Bartolo has done it. The impossible has happened.
I mean, dare to dream, Bob. Yeah. Just dare to dream.
There's your one shining example of, all right, you let the fat pitcher hit and he hit a home run,
Carlos
right?
Zambrano was a good hitter as well. Madison Bumgarner or Mason Saunders.
Mason Saunders
can hit. Yeah.
Both of them very good at hitting.
Yeah, I like that Greinke always wanted to hit.
Greinke definitely wanted to hit.
Boy, he can still deal at 37, too.
He was an athlete.
Yeah. That's about it.
Right, but that's about it. The list is few and far between. And for the betterment of the game, the pitcher hitting is like, you've gotten this far to make all these good improvements to baseball, but we're still letting the pitcher hit.
Like Bob Feller could hit. Couldn't he?
Bob Feller could do everything.
Bob Feller's dead.
Next rain delay, we'll find out.
Yes.
It could be today. Royals into Chicago to face the White Sox this afternoon. They split their short two-gamer with Cleveland. They lost 4-2. They pitched to Jose Ramirez too many times.
Yeah.
But Jacob Junis was really good.
He was great.
Made the start out of the bullpen. We weren't exactly sure, okay, is he going to go like a couple? Is he going to go three?
It was wonderful.
He's pitching fine.
All of a sudden, it's the fifth inning, and the dude's still in there. Yeah, you're like,
so
oh, my
five
goodness.
Five shutout innings, gave up one hit, and struck out six and mm-hmm. left with the lead.
That's right. That's all you could ask for him in a game like that, right? Now, I don't think I'm sitting here saying he's your fifth guy in the rotation right now. He had a nice outing, and it was really good. Now he's got to do that again and be consistent doing that, because you know at the end of last season when they added Junis back to the roster, you and I kind of like, really? We're still
seen
here,
this
right?
Before. I don't know that, you know, he pushes you forward or anything.
Right. Yeah, just is he really helping? But yesterday, he was great yesterday.
But if he becomes a long reliever, I'm still good with that.
Yep.
And if you need a spot start, I guess he can do it. Mm-hmm. But it was really good yesterday.
He was unbelievable.
Filled the absolute role you were looking for yesterday. Probably more.
Probably more. He gave you more than you expected.
He got you to your... to your quote-unquote best three in your bullpen.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, he did. He did what he needed to do. Yeah, so got you to where you needed to go.
He got you there. And then I'm also not going to knock the Royals for setting up with their three best relievers.
Right, absolutely.
If they don't come through, those are the three best guys, mm-hmm. right? Those are your – that's your – he handed it off to 7, 8, 9.
Right.
Essentially. So they didn't finish it.
No, they did not. Yeah. They did not get the job done. And Holland, boy, yesterday, just he hasn't looked that great all year. Let's not sit here and act like, you know, Holland's looked outstanding, because he really hasn't. The first couple of games, he's been kind of shaky all over the place. They've had to rescue him. You know, Wade Davis had to rescue him on opening day. We saw it again yesterday where he just didn't get the job done. That is something to keep an eye on. More than Junis going out there and doing well, can Holland recapture some of that old magic? Because so far this season, I've been kind of like, when it comes to Greg Holland.
And Wade Davis is there.
And Wade Davis is sitting right there. If you need him,
maybe
Bob Gibson hit 24 home runs in his
career. Good for Bob.
I feel like they're position players that haven't done that.
Also, back then though, guys valued it more. Like it was like.
I mean, granted, he's like a career 206 average.
Yeah,
Bob Feller only hit like 5 home runs in his career, 151 hitter.
That's what you need. You got to see this. We need the pitcher hitting.
I feel
right?
like he won several Cy Youngs, so yeah, that's fine. That's
stay
fine.
On the mound and pitch. Don't worry about hitting.
Shaq being Shaq, and we'll shout it out, 913-576-7610. Get him in on the text line. Anything you'd like to discuss, we'll shout it out next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We'll shout it out coming up in just a few minutes at 913-576-7610. Get him in on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line.
Oh, my mind just got blown.
Shaq is the best.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal on TNT tells a story of paying off a stranger's engagement ring. That's right. Shaq's just here to help.
I went in there to get some loop earrings, and I seen a guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And I'm not going to say the amount, but yeah, it's not enough for me. But I just, you know, and this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had a autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, I didn't mean for that to get out, because I don't do it for that, but, like, the guy just came in, and, you know, he's a young kid. He's a hard-working guy. He's like, hey, man, I can come back next month, and then next, like, layaway. Like, he's, yeah, you know, he put some money down, but I was like, you know what? Tell your girlfriend I got to take care of it. At first, he didn't want to take it. He's like, man, I can't do that. I said, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all.
That's awesome.
That's a great story, right? I like how Shaq goes, it really wasn't a lot for me.
Tell your girlfriend I got it.
I don't know how that guy feel presenting that story. Hey, guess what? I paid off the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaq did.
Shaq got it.
Excuse me?
Who cares? Right? You tell that story and you're like, all right, that's more money for us.
Tell your girlfriend I said hello.
Damn.
I'm just, you know, thinking if she leaves him for Shaq, it'd be bad.
My favorite part of the whole thing is him saying that's not a lot for me. You know, a lot for that guy, but for me, it's nothing.
Just a drop in the bucket for Shaq.
It's true.
I got nothing wrong with this. Shaq is dropping truth bombs.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
You're going out and paying off people's furniture and things like that. That's pretty sweet, man. I like that. That's good. Nice. Anybody who says that Shaq isn't a good dude doesn't know what they're talking about, man.
You
that guy's awesome.
Been like, can I grab a couple extra things?
Yeah.
I was going to go with the nicer sofa, but I was looking at my budget. I didn't think I had it.
Right.
Sure.
Now that you're here, matching earrings. Let me get the office ring.
Shaq is a fool over here.
Let me get a push present while I'm at it too. Give me a diamond necklace.
Would you like the end tables? You look good, Shaq.
I
guess.
A couple of lamps. Shaq, can we get the Scotch guard? Can we please get the Scotch guard on the couch for these? Not only $100 extra. All right, fine.
I love to hear those stories, though, or when, and it's happened around here, too, where, you know, Chief shows up. He's at the shoe shop and he buys a kid pair. Kids there, whatever. He buys a kid a pair of Jordans. Yeah. While he's there. I always love those stories.
Those are great stories.
Made a fan for life. You know?
Absolutely, you did. You got the money. You know, it just continues to pay you back when you do good things like that, man. You're never going to have a person say a bad word about you when you're out there doing good things like that in the community for people that you don't know. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
So don't follow Shaq out of his driveway to see where he's going.
No, don't do that. Yeah.
And try to be the person that he's buying next for.
But if he happens to show up and buys for you, fantastic.
Yeah. you got ahead of him in the or behind him in the drive-thru or
yeah.
lane or something, waved a
shake. Yeah, hey, pick up my Starbucks, yeah. why don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Text line is right, though. The guy went viral about this. Like, what if he hadn't, like, what if this wasn't, like, an open conversation he had with his soon-to-be fiancé about how he was going to propose? Maybe he was trying to make it a surprise.
Had he not purchased the ring? The way I understood it is, like, he was making payments on the ring and had a little bit left to pay off, and Shaq's like, I got the rest.
Yeah, that's how I understood it, but... Maybe
his girlfriend wasn't hip to the fact that he was going to pop the question.
Oh, I thought the question was already popped and he was still paying it off. You know, you get like a 5-year note or something on one of these
people
things.
People do that?
Oh, absolutely. Have you not listened to his Diamond Direct ads?
What do you mean ask in advance? You buy the ring on credit. You give the ring and then you pay
for
it
for the
off.
Next couple of years. That's you
what
I'm
pay saying.
It
he hadn't had the ring, though.
He did not? That was the story? He did not have it?
I don't know. Now I'm questioning.
I assume he was just making payments. Yeah, that's the way I read it. Like, he was there just making payments on the ring.
I mean, maybe I'm running my jewelry store like the mob, but I ain't letting you leave with that until you pay for it.
No, you sign him up for credit. You don't get him, you charge him interest. At the end of the 5 years, he owes you double.
Kneecaps for engagement rings.
No, I get you. Yeah, no, I understand like that. I grew up in New Jersey. I understand how the jewelry business worked there. He walked in with a check.
No, my wife's got a fantastic ring. Think that thing's paid off?
No!
Hell no. That's why I'm going to get you some Diamond Direct stuff later in the show.
Yeah, you got to pay that thing off.
Yeah, I don't. It's not paid up front.
Good Lord. Nothing's paid up front anymore. You're paying stuff up front. You're the sucker now with all the 0% financing.
Well, I guess I'm a sucker. That's the way that works.
I'll tell you one place.
So if you go somewhere and you get your 5 years interest free, Ryan, you're waiting till the end of 5 years to go pick that up?
No, you're this isn't layaway. This is not like Kmart back in the day where you put a board game on a layaway.
And then the guy went and just making payments. He's like, oh my God, how many? I can't afford that. Like,
right.
What do I got left? Can I come back next month?
Yeah.
And he's trying to make his payment.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shaq's like, I got you.
People go into the stores to make payments. That's the thing.
Well, it depends. Like, if it's a mom and pop jewelry store, I'm sure they don't have a website. Was it Zales?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Shaq has a line of jewelry at Zales.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Or if you don't have the money.
Or if you don't have the money,
probably go in and try to plead your case.
Yeah. But, kind of, bargain. I'll give you a little bit today and a little bit more tomorrow. Yeah.
Wimpy style.
Exactly. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for that ring today.
Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610 and you will get 10% off. A little behind the scenes. This guy that they're projecting in the first round is a quarterback named Davis Mills, right?
I hadn't heard that one before.
Davis Mills.
Paid to go to the Bucs.
Yeah, from Atlanta, went to Stanford, Davis Mills, right? Great quarterback name. I'm like, boy, okay. So I look him up to see who he is, and it says he's got a sister, Allie, that played tennis at South Carolina. I said to Josh, isn't Allie Mills like an actress or something like that? Just like
Allie McBeal.
Where he goes, I've never heard of Allie Mills before. It was Elizabeth Shue's character in Karate Kid. The woman you were in love with.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Allie Mills, yeah.
I Google Allie Mills. I'm like, I know that name. It's Daniel's girlfriend in Karate Kid. Played by Elizabeth Shue.
There is also an Allie Mills, an actress.
Yes. Is there?
Also known as Allie Bean.
Oh.
You guys like Mr. Bean? That was a good show.
Mr. Bean was good. My grandmother loved that show.
Good show. Yeah. Rowan Atkinson, I believe was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Good at what he does. No, I just saw a commercial for Arby's crinkle cut fries.
I saw that the other day, and my wife is like, you love crinkle cut fries. We are so going to Arby's right now. They look outstanding. I mean, delicious.
I wonder if they're going to do the bacon cheese fries in that variety.
Oh.
Because the curly variety was really good. It has like some garlic peppercorn ranch sauce or something.
Nothing beats a crinkle cut.
Mm.
Best fry.
I don't know. I'm a fan of the curly.
I'm a fan of the curly from Arby's. So if I go to Arby's, I probably wouldn't divert. I don't need it.
I feel like texturally speaking, there's just so much going on with a curly fry. Sometimes you get the little short ones that are a little like more cooked and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get those ones that are like just a giant pigtail.
If you're gonna put cheese and bacon on fries, man, you gotta go waffle. That's got the surface area to hold it all.
Yeah, but it's also broken up by a bunch of little square holes.
Man, but you fill it in with cheese.
I guess that's true. Babe Ruth was a decent hitter for a pitcher. Well, says
100 years ago, man.
Yeah, and you could make him you could do the same rules and just make your pitcher the DH if he was so good.
If he's so good, like this guy's like he's like a sultan, then you make him your designated hitter. Yeah.
816 says they're headed to the hospital tonight. Wife is getting induced tomorrow morning. Can't wait to meet our first son.
Awesome, congrats, man. Congratulations to you.
Do you guys have any last-minute fatherly advice?
Steal all the granola bars in the food room at the hospital. The you pay for awesome. That, man. Take everything.
That is true.
Take rubber gloves. Anything that's not nailed down at the hospital, you take home with you.
They're going to charge you for it. So
yeah, you're getting billed for it. Just take it all.
That fan they're going to bring into your room, that little tiny one. Yeah,
take it.
It's yours now.
Water pitcher, big jug with a straw. Yours.
Definitely yours.
A lot of sheets, soda.
Yeah, whatever they have,
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, take it all.
Pockets full of those apple juices.
Is that the fatherly advice that you wanted, or did you want like something else? Because the three of us are like, rob the place.
Yeah. The snack room's great. Take advantage of it.
Because they're billing your ass for it.
It's largely common sense. Just don't screw them up.
That's, yeah.
I guess the best advice I have for you.
Try to get him to be a left-handed relief pitcher.
I tried for a long time to, you know, have all of my children actually be left-handed. I think they're all right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
660 says Zales also does have a layaway.
Okay.
I've had to use it because my credit sucks.
There you go.
660.
So, all right. Maybe he was doing the layaway thing. And maybe Shaq did spoil the engagement then.
816
or made
says,
it awesome.
Yeah.
I think he probably made it all around the side. He made it awesome.
Whoa, what? 816 says, when does a dad joke become a dad joke?
When you hit about 35.
When it becomes apparent.
Now you had to wait for it, Bob.
That's good. That is good. I'm not going to lie. That's good.
Shout out to Bob. Welcome back from suspension.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Everybody believed that you were suspended.
Suspended. What did I do wrong?
We didn't do anything to like...
No.
Quell those.
No, why would
quell,
you?
Is that the word I'm looking for?
No, I mean, it's like any of us are going, well, I don't know, man. Suspended or, you know.
Backstory, I work with a Raiders fan who says he doesn't listen to Bob because he predicted the Chiefs to go 196-0.
Well, no, 192-0, man.
Says he quit listening. Yeah. We were riding in my car when we learned Bob was on vacation. He said probably got suspended for predicting the Royals go like 161-0 like he did the Chiefs. Dude still listens. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you. Glad to have you back. I told you guys the Raider fan story from when we were out in California, right?
Well, that's on the rundown.
It
you
is.
Have to,
okay.
You found
to,
a likable Raider fan.
I can't believe it. And he has ties to Kansas City. It's an unbelievable story. I was stunned. I was
like
shocked.
Ryan likes the short and curlies. I don't really like the short curly fries. That's the big ones. I like the long and curlies.
Give me the crinkle cut. I like the crinkle cut fry and the ketchup in that red ketchup bottle. And you can go back and forth and zigzag your ketchup down the curly, down the crinkle cut fry.
The only thing that sucks about
but now
about
you can't share ketchup anymore in restaurants because of COVID
is when you grab one and like it's the entire fry box, like you just pull it
oh,
out.
Oh, you pull it, yeah, and the whole thing comes out.
It's just the whole fry box comes out, and there's like four little
like your
short...
Christmas lights at the end of the season, right? That's what a curly fry box is.
And you just kind of like,
the hell is this?
What do I do, is dip this, I guess?
Yes, and then you try to shove it all in your mouth.
Like a big wad of spaghetti or something. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, like when the spaghetti sits in the strainer too long and kind of gets like dry, you know? You're like, what is this?
I don't know what that noise was. My son is ambidextrous. He throws with both hands.
Awesome.
I think that's amphibious.
Yeah, it's amphibious.
Amphibious.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all I got. Right.
Text line remains open for you at 913-576-7610. That is today's edition of Shout
Oh, the Raider
out.
Fan story is coming up in our next segment.
It
I'm
is.
Stunned. I like shocked by this.
Get ahead on that.
I'm sorry, man. I was just... I
told you, slow your roll. We'll pump your brakes. We'll share this story in 10 minutes.
I was flabbergasted.
It was a good tease.
It was unbelievable. I didn't expect a Raider fan to do something like this.
Someone said they bought a ring at K for $1,000. Found the same one at Santa Caligon for $50. So that's it.
Sure
should have
gone
to Diamonds Direct.
Yeah, you got to go to Diamonds Direct.
I wouldn't have done that to you.
119th in a row. Go get them. Yes, Bob met a Raider fan, and they're friends for life. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
In Thursday edition, Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski producing.
Hello.
So our quarterback was wearing a boot in an Easter photo, which got people all freaked out, right?
Yeah.
Well, he had surgery on his foot.
Did we not know this?
I don't know what you're freaking out about.
Yeah, I don't know.
People lost their minds on social media.
Remember, Peter Schrager yesterday called it a cast.
Oh, he's huge cast.
He's huge cast on his foot. Like, he's wearing a walking boot. Like, stop.
How many times did the KU player wear a walking boot? Like, we joked about that for years. It was like they just traded it.
Every week someone would have one of those on.
Yeah.
And NFL
Tom
players.
Tom Brady steady wears one. I think he has like an endorsement.
NFL players wear them every week.
Skechers came out with a walking boot, actually. Like, all the older quarterbacks are now endorsing
them. Hi, Tom Brady for walking boots.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom Brady. When I put my cane down, I use a walking boot.
If anything... That picture should have showed to his doctor that he's doing everything he should be doing.
That's right. Oh, do you think he put that on for the picture, though? Like he,
if he did.
Like masks?
If he just put it on.
Yeah, exactly.
If he just put it on to impress the doctor. Like, okay, we can't take this photo if I have just regular. My doctor's going to be mad. I'm just going to put the boot on.
Put the boot on.
That's even fine.
It's easier that way.
That's even fine as well.
You know, there's no boot shaming when you wear the boot like the mask shaming. God forbid you take a picture without a mask
on
these
days. That would have been too.
Where's your boot, Pat?
To appease like one person or two people.
Brett Veach is very happy. Andy Reid's very happy.
Right.
Maybe Clark's very happy.
Rick Burkholder.
Burkholder's very happy. Yeah, a handful.
So you think as soon as the pick was done, he like took the boot off and like
the surgeon.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, and maybe he did.
Just cutting, making cuts in the yard.
Yeah, screw this boot. It's not doing anything.
And maybe he did. But the best case scenario is he's paying attention. He's wearing it all the time.
Right.
And they're
he's
like,
being very cognizant.
I can't take this boot off. I'm rehabbing. My foot hurts. I gotta keep, you know. So he takes a picture with the boot on.
Right.
One, you either freaked out because, oh my God, he had surgery and weren't aware that
this
he was
we knew this was happening. You know, he hurt his foot in that Cleveland game, if I'm not mistaken, then, which was in let me get this mid January.
Yeah, yeah. And then it did propel some NFL people to go, I don't know if he's going to be ready.
Can I just say maybe
that was the intended goal, some Belichickian mind game.
I hope so.
Where let's put this out, and everyone starts wondering if Pat's going to be ready.
Can the answer is yes.
Can I just say something here? Slow news day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to hit the NFL media. I'm going to hit the NFL media with a slow news day question because this guy's been in a boot since the surgery happened, which was like right at the end of the season in the middle of February. And they said it was going to take a couple of months to heal. So people are losing their dang minds over this.
As long as he's putting the boot on the right foot. That's all.
Yeah. Well, could you imagine if he put like the neck brace on the knee or the knee brace on the neck or with the boot on the wrong foot?
Yeah. I thought it was your left.
Well,
oh yeah, it was.
Just depends.
Hold on a second. Put that back on. So now it's led to what Patrick should be doing better next season.
Mm.
And not only is he rehabbing the foot, but boy, what is he?
Well, you have one bad outing, and it's in front of the national audience, and like the world is ending.
James Palmer, NFL Network, yesterday on what Mahomes focuses this offseason.
Well, there's a lot of mental work going on. Andrew mentioned the boot, and that's where most of his focus is right now. My understanding is the word is efficiency for this whole offseason. He wants to be more efficient as a quarterback, become more complete as a quarterback. He knows that he has a tendency to be very aggressive, loves to go downfield with the football, loves to try to push it vertically, but at the same time, he is studying, to my understanding, different ways to move the football downfield. There was a lot of coverages this past season. Obviously, teams playing them very deep. When he goes back and watches the film, there are underneath throws that are there. There are ways to stay on the field, keep moving the football, and be more efficient. The other part of that is evolving this offense. This offense this past year was very different than it was two seasons ago, and everybody's coming back, including the coaching staff, to where they're going to continue to evolve once again. Because, Mike, we know that Todd Bowles went out there and he showed everybody a game plan against this offense. Now they're going to continue to evolve, but the offensive line, adjusting, that's a big part of it. But adjusting what they do offensively, a big part of this offseason.
What the hell was that?
A sound effect of us beating our heads against the wall.
I mean, come on. Like this James Palmer, man.
Now that you're in that boot, you know what? I'm gonna send you home with your rehab notes. I'm going to give you one word.
I'm told the key word this offseason is efficiency. They need to be more
for doting on Mahomes.
They need to be more efficient in their offense.
So those of you that are getting the playbook people, there you have it.
Yeah. I mean, God forbid.
Patrick's in the playbook working on getting the ball down the field differently.
They're studying different ways to maneuver the ball down the field. Well,
he's lamenting Todd Bowles.
You run it or you throw it, man.
You better watch out, NFL.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They're coming for you right now.
Patrick Mahomes figuring out ways to move the ball
down the field. Because, you know, he hadn't been able to do that for the last couple of years. That's now, right. if he gets this in the playbook this year, becomes more efficient and moves the ball downfield, look out, man. The Chiefs may be something special here.
Pat Mahomes.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Like, the James Palmer is starting to, like, just grind on me a little bit. You know, like, it's just like, oh, I'm just like.
I feel like you've had an unhealthy hatred for him ever since he stole your Frank Clark's
No, it's just like this report here, he's acting like this is, like, some sort of state secret that he's, like, just been given. I am told that Patrick Mahomes is working on becoming more efficient this year and trying to move the ball downfield in different ways, you know, other than running and throwing. I mean, like, what other ways are there to kind of move this ball
it's
down?
Understanding, Bob.
It's my understanding that Patrick Mahomes is looking at the film and he missed an open guy. Oh my God! You don't say, because the line didn't block. Like we're losing our minds. Like the overanalyzation of what went on with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I mean, I get it. It's the last thing that everybody saw.
Walking around the house in his walking boot in a circle because it's really hard when you have that boot on.
You get stuck.
And you get, so he's walking around his house.
Hey, kids,
in
look,
circles,
Big Ben Parliament, you know?
In circles, muttering, Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles. Mm.
Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles. I'm told more efficient is where these guys need to be with Patrick Mahomes. He needs to do better. He's been the best quarterback since he entered the league, bro.
Like, Todd Bowles.
These people are nuts.
So anyway,
they pass out crazy pills over the weekend.
That was our Mahomes update. I just felt like people were tripping over themselves. They needed to get a Mahomes update after you saw a picture of him in a
boot. That's what it was. Everybody's calling Brett Veach. Did you know your quarterback was in a boot? People are calling Andy Reid. Oh, my God.
That ain't Pat.
Like phones ringing in Dallas and Clark's looking at picking up the phone. Did you know your quarterback was in a boot?
Yeah. In fact, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything. It's April.
It's April 7th.
Man, we have Patrick Mahomes. I'm not worried about anything.
He's wearing his efficiency t-shirt underneath his
efficiency.
His Easter wear.
Oh, my God. Patrick Mahomes is going to be more efficient. Well, if he can be any more efficient, look out, man.
All right,
call
him Patrick. His mama says his name is Patrick, not Pat.
That's
so
right.
Call him Patrick.
We'll call him Patrick. Bob, you found a nice Raider fan.
I was stunned, Josh, and I was the jerk in all of this. You know, we're out the other day, and we're having dinner in California. We're sitting there eating at this great Mexican place, and the guy,
did you have a chili relleno?
I didn't. I should have, but
did
I didn't.
Did you have an enchilada?
We had the fajitas, and they were very good. My wife and I split
sizzling
them
on a platter.
Oh yes, you got. I'm a sucker for the sizzling platter,
chili
right?
Relleno?
No chili relleno or taquitos.
Carne
or anything
asada?
Like that. No,
carne
I didn't do that.
Fata?
Cilantro. None of that. But so we're sitting there, and you got like the social distance spacing or whatever. This guy sitting at this other table with this other guy. They're having cocktails, and we're sitting there having dinner. You start talking to people. You know how it is.
No.
Guy,
they were at a completely different. Table.
Were you wearing your I Love LA hat?
No, I was not. No, I don't have that hat. I just
come here often.
I just have the I Love New York hat.
You're talking to me?
Where are you guys from?
No, they started with us. Right. They started in on us. They were talking to the whole bar. They're regulars. They're talking to the whole bar. Hey, we have never seen you before. Who are you? You know, one of those type of deals. You know, so the guy's got a Raider hat on. I'm like, oh, I can't talk to you. We're from Kansas City. You know, you're a Raider fan. He goes, so? I'm like, don't you hate us? He goes, no. Why would I hate you? I go, well, Chiefs fans and all, man. He goes, nah, how could you hate the Chiefs? I'm like, what do you mean? You're a Raider fan and you're sitting there telling me how could you hate the Chiefs? I'm like, this is the most unbelievable thing that I ever heard. He goes, I'm a Raider fan, man, but I understand how good like the Chiefs are. And he's like this love fest, you know, of how good the Kansas City Chiefs are. He goes, you know, you can be a Raider fan, still appreciate like really good football. I'm like, oh, all right, cool, man, we're on. And so get the talking. His family is from Mexico, Missouri. He's got some relatives that live here in Kansas City. Long story short, end of the night, man picked up the tab for us at dinner. Bought dinner for us. And I was
Raider
like,
Raider fan did?
Raider fan did. And I'm like, boy, that's not like the normal Raider
that's
fan.
A California dinner, too. That's not cheap.
No, it's exactly right. $20-some for those sizzling fajitas. So wow. Had I known, I would have gotten the shrimp. But no, it was just a wonderful experience with a Raider fan. Picked up the tab. It was fantastic. I'm like, oh my God,
Did you add dessert and a couple of cocktails?
No,
at that point?
I did not. No dessert. No, it was at the end. He had already left. It was one of those things. So we got his number. We found his number. You know, and my wife called him and thanked him because you know when you're a regular at a bar, everybody knows you. Oh yeah, I got JD's number. Here it is. And so we got the guy on the phone and thanked him for that. It was really nice. I'm like, that's the first like nice Raider fan that I ever met. It was really bizarre. Like usually the Raider fan want to kill you and fight you and you know. Scream and yell at you and wear spikes on their shoulders.
We started with kill you.
Wow. Let alone have a job to be able to pick up a tab with. Right?
Damn.
Wow. Look at Josh going in
he's
for
just
it,
going
man.
Top rope. You don't care
Good
anymore.
Lord, man. Just take out the Raider fan.
I kid.
Yeah. But no, it was nice. I was like, I can't believe this is the first like really nice down-to-earth Raider fan that I met, and he likes watching the Chiefs play.
I do know that the Chiefs and the Raiders do not like one another.
Well, not this guy.
Much.
Not this guy. He's all over the Chiefs, man. I obviously have some family here in Kansas City, but I mean, wearing that Raider hat and telling me how good the Chiefs are, that's just something you don't see every day.
That will wane.
I don't know how. Right? I mean, you say this all the time, though.
It will wane, though. At some point, right?
Like, I tried to tell you that people were going to, at some point, grow to hate Patrick Mahomes. You said, no way, the Chiefs are too lovable. Now you're shocked that somebody who is a
Raider
rival.
A Raider fan said, I will never admit, like, anything good about the Raiders or the Broncos. Or
no, you won't. You won't even admit that they won a game last year against the Chiefs.
They cheated. Or the Chargers, right? Like, I'm not getting that. I was going in ready to, like, battle about why the Chiefs are better than the Raiders. The guy's like, no, you win, man. Chiefs are a lot better. We got you. But so what, man? You know, that's a great team. That's a fun team. Like, man, this is like, I'm kind of like, oh, I feel like.
Good for that guy.
Yeah. He really dissolved, diffused the situation. It was awesome.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
913 says that sounded like swingers trying to pick you guys up.
It could have been like
was there a vibe like that going on?
No, it was two men, man, two old men. Like, so,
I mean, it
doesn't matter.
2021. What are you doing? Right, trying to say?
See my spikes?
Yeah.
Bring the missus.
It's true. You're right about that.
Really dodged a bullet on that one.
Maybe. Royals splitting their two-game set with Cleveland, losing yesterday 4-2. It was Jose Ramirez's show. He hit a pair of two-run home runs. Sixth inning off Jesse Hahn. Eighth inning off Greg Holland. Holland takes the loss. Jacob Junis made the start out of the bullpen and delivered. Five shutout innings, one hit, struck out six. He left with the lead. So they backed up Brad Keller to today. They had Jacob Junis pitch yesterday, a quote-unquote bullpen game, although he pitched kind of longer than that. Mike Matheny joined us yesterday on the show discussing why move Keller back a day.
It's always about what's going to give us our best chance to win today. And you'd like to have Brad in there, but we've committed that when we can get extra days for these guys, that we're going to stick with it. We're going to give it to them because we believe it'll pay off over the long haul. And that's the only thing that's going to supersede us winning each individual day. We won't put our guys at risk. Now, Brad had an extremely short start. We're going to rack that up to just an anomaly, and then he's going to jump right back in there. And we plan on riding him really hard. But I think any day we can give him a rest, we're actually pushing back the rest of the guys as well. Give every one of them a little bit more rest so then they can have a better chance of pitching for us really well in October. That's our goal. And so, with that being said, we're excited about giving guys like Jake Junis a shot and then using some of the rest of our bullpen, knowing that we've got a game tomorrow and then another off day. We've got to take advantage of these off days and maximize the guys that we have. But Jake has had a fantastic spring, probably as good as I've ever seen him, and some of the guys who've seen him longer than I have would say the same thing. So we're excited to get him on the mound, and then we'll just kind of watch and see what we see and realize that we've got a really powerful, versatile bullpen that can help hopefully put one away for us.
And they didn't, but Junis did exactly, probably and
more
what you're going to ask him. You buy yourself an extra day. We discussed this was going to be a season you're going to try to do that. It was a little bit strange, though, seeing, you know, Brad Keller had a short outing and you're going to give him the day now and kind of extend things, but it worked because Junis had a great start.
Yeah, it was fantastic yesterday. Now, is that something you can count on every fifth day? I don't know that I'm ready to say that I'm ready to count on Jacob Junis every fifth day to go out there and do that. I mean, that was just like really stellar what he did yesterday. But I think the move, what Mike Matheny did with that bullpen start, really, I don't know if they're going to come out and publicly say this, but it really kind of sets the tone for this series now going against the White Sox. And Mike Matheny realizing, okay, Cleveland's going to be there. It's still a team we got to beat. But you know what? The White Sox are the target right now. And last year we won, what, one game against the Chicago White Sox? And if we just do a little bit better against the Chicago White Sox and not go 1-9 or whatever it's going to be this year with the 19 games, 3-16 or 4-15 or whatever it is against the White Sox this year, he's setting the tone by pushing Brad Keller back a day and allowing him to start that opener against the Chicago White Sox. And I think it's a subliminal message to all of us to tell us how important these series are with the Chicago White Sox. That's the team that's supposed to win the division. That's the team that gave you fits last year. And essentially, Josh, that's the team that kept you from really truly being in a postseason race last year because you didn't take care of business against the White Sox. Now, the season isn't going to be determined, you know, in this three-game series or whatever it is against the Chicago White Sox, but if you can get off to a good start and build some confidence and win a couple of games early against the Chicago White Sox, I think it changes a lot of the mindset that the Royals have. You've got to get over that hump. A lot of it's mental. push Brad Keller back a day, let your ace go out there and start that first game against the White Sox. That's why they did it.
Mike Matheny joins us Wednesdays at 9. Brad Keller joins us Tuesdays at 9:35. And we asked him on Tuesday about facing the White Sox to open the series in Chicago today.
I didn't pitch against them last year, but they had our team number last year, mm-hmm. so we need to jump on them early. I just think when we first faced them, we weren't fully healthy, and then I think this year is just different. I mean, I think being able to pitch there on their home opener and having their crowd will be a lot of fun, especially they got a good team, so you know they're going to bring a lot of fans. And yeah, I think we just got to go in there and compete. I mean, that's what we do in every series. I mean, that's all we can do. Can't predict the future, but, I mean, we got to go in there and compete. We know it's a team that we need to beat, and that's what we're going to try to do.
And I like that perspective, mm-hmm. too. He didn't face them last year.
Right.
Like, we're 1-9. I didn't get a crack at him.
Yeah, that's okay. Really weird.
Go get a crack at him here, and hopefully get a bounce back. Both Keller and Matheny both right. told us it was a blip, man. Opening day, there wasn't any great mystery to it. Bad day at the office, and both were expecting him to bounce back today.
Well, and I'm expecting him to bounce back as well. And I think that, you know, game that we saw last Thursday, I think can be chalked up to the umpires as much as anything. I mean, we saw Kyle Gibson only pitch a third of an inning that day. You know, for the Texas Rangers, he went out there in his second start yesterday and pitched six innings of shutout ball. So it's not like, you know, Kyle Gibson fell flat on his face after having a bad opening day start for the Texas Rangers. I think a lot of that, Josh, truly is chalked up to that umpire in that game and Jerry Meals or whoever it was behind home plate, not, you know, properly calling balls and strikes and being all over the place, you know, with his strike zone. There was no consistency and neither starting pitcher could find a groove early on because they didn't know where the strike zone was. And so I'm going to look at what Kyle Gibson did in his second outing and the way that he went out there and dominated. And I'm going to say Brad Keller goes out there today and has an effective outing against the Chicago White Sox. But I think deep down inside the Royals know, look, the White Sox right now are like the Chiefs of the division. You've got to find a way to beat the Chiefs, stay competitive with the Chiefs if you want to stand a chance of getting into the postseason. And that's where the Royals are right now. They've been their nemesis over the last couple of years, right? You've got to go up there. You've got to find a way to get a couple of wins against the Chicago White Sox, get a good start against the White Sox. And I think Brad Keller is the perfect guy to have out there on that mound today in Chicago.
Keller against Lance Lynn today, 3-10.
He's really good too.
First pitch on 610 Sports Radio. Vern, you'll have your On Deck show today at 2. What'd you think of those Red Sox alternate jerseys?
I like them. I like them because it's different.
The Nike, I guess, city theme.
Yeah.
That they've come up with. They kind of saluted the Boston Marathon colors, so mm-hmm. they're completely different from normal, what you consider Red Sox jerseys.
Right.
But
I mean, there's no red in the jerseys.
Gold and light blue and white. Those were, I thought those were pretty sweet.
I thought they were too. I like different. I like unique. I like pushing the envelope a little bit when it comes to the uniform. I like some of the city uniforms that they do in the NBA. You know, you see the different kind of styles of uniforms, and that's what Nike's trying to do with Major League Baseball. They're not rolling them all out in the same time frame. It's going to be a couple this year, a couple next year, and down the line. But I can imagine this is really making folks in Major League Baseball nervous because I'm not kidding.
It's a pretty radical change for baseball.
Well, it is. It's a very radical change for baseball. But they're hoping, Nike flat out said, we're hoping to sell jerseys. We're hoping people like these and they buy them and they make them part of their wardrobe and they wear them as opposed to just the same generic jersey that they've had for year after year after year in Major League Baseball. But I know for a fact that right now there are people in Major League Baseball that are squirming with this Nike deal, because a few years ago I talked to an executive for a Major League Baseball team, and I don't know how the conversation of jerseys came, whatever it was, we were talking about uniforms, and this person said to me, they go, well, we're very comfortable in Major League Baseball with Majestic because we know that they're never going to ruin the jersey. They're always going to value the jersey, and we know they're not going to get all wild and crazy with that jersey. Well, here we are a couple of years later, Josh, and Nike has taken over because, I don't know, they paid more money than Majestic did, and now they are getting kind of wild and crazy with the jerseys. I'm interested to see in a couple of years when they release the Royals kind of city theme, what it has and what is involved. I hope, you know, I hope some sort of royalty is involved, the Chiefs, the Monarchs, the Royals, all of that. I hope the Fountains are somehow involved. The colors, I don't know. I don't know what you do, you know, color scheme wise with the Royals city type of uniform like
Joe
you did
Cotan.
With the, you could do Joe Cotan.
Or,
grayish.
A little grayish in there and say it just symbolizes.
A little taupe or mauve.
Yeah, that's probably true. Maybe your favorite chain restaurant on the sleeve or something like that.
Brought to you by First Watch.
Or Kohl's, everybody gets a 20% off coupon when they walk in the door or something
Kohl's Cash.
Kohl's Cash, that's what it is now. Or Bed Bath & Beyond gives you the coupon, right? They mail you the coupon.
Right.
Kohl's gives you the cash.
I mean, they'll just give you one if you walk in the store.
Yeah, right? I need 20% off this Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm like, fine, whatever. But I'm interested to see what they're going to do with the Royals uniforms, but it really is a direct opposite of what Major League Baseball is used to. And I still can't believe that conversation I had a few years ago that they trusted that Majestic was never going to do anything that Major League Baseball didn't like with the jerseys. And a couple of years later, here we are, the first one that gets released, the Red Sox, has no red whatsoever in the jersey.
No. Gold and light blue.
I'm sure there are a lot of squirrels people. It looked really sharp. I was like, that's pretty cool, man. I like that. It's not those futuristic uniforms they did. Remember those things back in like 2000?
Gold ones?
Awful futuristic type uniforms. But I think the potential's there. I'm excited to see what Nike does for Major League Baseball.
Trash cans, trash quarterbacks, and hosting game shows. Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio will join us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.